Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Calling Monster Island, where I'm the host, Godzilla Kid, and...
me, Danaduck. I'm here.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Pikmin franchise.
Because I love me a Pikmin.
Yeah, so...
I also am losing my mind.
I think everyone knew that already, but...
I'm sure they did. Yeah. Especially looking back on how I did last recording... they definitely can tell, because I sounded like a five-year-old.
You still do. Anyways, everybody, I do believe we have some brief kaiju news. This is a video game episode, but, you know, I do like to keep y'all up to date with the news. I think the last time I recorded, it's been a while. It's, yeah, it was July when I was talking about G-Fest. I talked about G-Fest for 40 minutes. So, yeah, I think we got some,
I wasn't there.
Yeah, he was not there. It would have been cool if you were there, actually.
That would've unfortunately, been really cool. I know nothing about Godzilla, so I'd have... so, the entire time, I would have been...
ooh, look at that.
Hey, Godzilla, what's that? What's that guy? Who's that guy? What's that one?
What's that one?
Why are you going up for a picture with that guy? I don't even know who that is.
I'd be like, that's Matt Frank. That's TJ Storm. You can't get his autograph.
Can you explain who any of those people are?
No.
So, we yeah. Be thankful that I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's only seen, like, Chibi Godzilla Reads Again, so...
I've seen, like, 5 episodes of Chibi Godzilla Reads Again.
Which is more than I've seen, because I didn't actually watch it.
He is a loser. Yeah. By the way, if you hear, clicking in the background, I am playing Minecraft.
Yeah, he's being a stupid little goober.
Indeed I am.
Alright, so... nothing too big this week. I mean, like, one big thing, but,
I agree. Random sound effects are pretty cool.
No, I don't actually...
random sound effects are tight.
Random sound effects are tight. I don't think we got anything, really. No. Yeah, so,
Pikmin. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. The Game Mill, Kong game's coming out. Gamera Rebirth is happening. Yeah, anyways. Pikmin, everybody.
It sure is a game.
Yeah.
Not gonna share my opinion on it yet, because we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. So, both of us fondly agree that, Pikmin is the greatest Nintendo franchise.
Yeah, it's...
ever.
Yeah, we do really like it.
Yeah. There is one minor hiccup in the Pikmin franchise.
In the pickup?
In the pickup franchise, yes. My favorite. It wasn't as bad as,
if you complain about Louie, I'm going to scream.
If it wasn't as bad as, like, anything as, like, Chibi Robo Ziplash, but...
oh, hey, Pikmin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, so... okay, I've played all of the game. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't as bad as everyone says. It's solid. Not great by any means, but it's not bad.
No.
Have you ever played it?
Yes, I have. I rented it one time.
How much did you play of it?
I played, like, halfway through the game, because it's short and dull and boring.
To be fair, I did play it when I was, like, 9? So... I think it was... I don't know. I played it a while ago, though.
I
don't even know when it came out. I don't know.
When I played it, I had, like, zero enjoyment... and I hadn't even played a Pikmin game before, besides the one on Nintendo Land. So, yeah. We're also going to be talking about that, because that's a
thing. Nintendo Land is great, and if you have a Wii U, you should go back to it, because it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that, like, every man that Wii Sports is, because Wii Sports is, like, it's so accessible to every kind of person, but it's, like...
Nintendo Land is much more for... fans of Nintendo.
Yeah. Wow. Wild. How crazy. The game called Nintendo Land is for Nintendo fans.
It's wild. So, I know.
Yeah. So, I don't have nostalgia goggles for any of the games. I bet You do?
I do for 3, because I played it a while ago.
And I haven't played Pikmin 4 yet.
It's so good.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. So, yeah, let's get into it. So, starting with Pikmin 1, I think Pikmin 1 is a good start. It's like just, it's the beginning of a series.
And they had a lot to introduce, because it's a really interesting world.
Yeah. There is one thing I don't like about it. I don't like the timer mechanic. I never have. I never will.
And, like, it just limits how much you can enjoy the game,
really. Yeah, it really is just kind of, I wouldn't say unimaginative, but I don't know. It's just kind of dull,
honestly. Yeah, it's really just, after you beat the game, there's not really anything to do. Like, you get all the ship parts, that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really anything else to do.
It's not a bad game, by any means.
Yeah, it's solid. It's just, like, not super great.
I haven't played the Switch remakes, but,
neither of us have yet.
Yeah, so I'd like to see how much they changed with the Switch remakes.
I'm guessing not much.
Yeah, but, if there is anything, I wish they changed the timer mechanic and gave you some kind of end game, or some kind of post game
thing. Or at least give you, like, I don't know, just, like, give us an option to turn the timer off.
Yeah.
Really just anything.
Yeah. But if you don't know what Pikmin is, by the way, Pikmin is a 3D strategy game where
strategy in quotation marks.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much strategy, it's really just multitasking.
You, a small little bean.
Creature person looking thing. Thing
person, yeah.
Never explained exactly what you play as, but it's humanoid enough. So yeah. We're just gonna call them little peoples.
Yeah. Not little people, because that, yeah.
That's from something, I think.
No, little. Sorry, excuse my co-host. He's a bit of a idiot.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, anyways, small humanoid creatures. They're little guys. I don't know. They're not humans because the games take place on Earth.
Yeah.
So.
And humans are seemingly dead.
Dead.
Oh, we should probably explain the story.
Yeah.
By the way, there will be spoilers for all the games except 4, yeah, because
we don't.
I know a lot of people haven't got to play it yet.
Yeah.
And, so. But we are going to talk about it, just no major story beats.
Yeah.
Because it's a really great game, and yeah. You guys need to experience it yourself.
Yeah. So, Pikmin 1, basically, your name is Olimar, you are transporting
things called pick carrots, which are like carrots but goofy looking.
They're red.
Yeah, sometimes. They come in a couple different colors.
And so essentially you are transporting these things across the galaxy when all of a sudden bam, you're whoa.
The ship goes kablooey. Get used to that happening. It happens
every single game.
A lot. Sometimes twice per game.
Yeah. Sometimes multiple times per game, if you count the Nintendo Land thing.
Yeah, it's rough. Everyone is bad at driving.
Yeah. So, you crash land on, what is seemingly Earth in, like, millions of years in the future after some sort of an apocalypse happens.
It's called PNF-404, I believe. Is that right?
The planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
It's not, that isn't said out loud until the third game.
Yeah.
But that is what it's called.
Yeah. So, it looks a lot like Earth. I mean, it basically is
Earth. It has stuff that humans made. It is almost 100% Earth.
Yeah, but you are about the size of a bean, so.
Yeah, you're really small in the game.
So, everything is much bigger to you, so.
And it allows for a lot of really fun locations.
Yeah. Like a park bench is like a skyscraper to you.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It's huge. I love the sense of scale in the Pikmin games.
It feels really good.
Yeah. It always has that kind of vibe that's like, this is a grand adventure, you know? I really enjoy that.
Yeah, and all the areas are, like, fairly unique. Like, it's not, like, every area isn't the same. Grass,
yeah,
water, beach.
And that goes for all the games. Yeah. Honestly.
Like, yeah, some places are similar between games, but, like, there's always a bunch of new stuff and old and different stuff. It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
They really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
At Nintendo.
Nintendo. And in Pikmin 4, it looks like you can explore a house.
Yeah, one of the last areas, or the last area, I'm pretty sure, is inside of a house.
Which looks interesting.
It is. It's really, really good.
I'm really excited.
And to the play tutorial is also in a house.
That's cool.
The same house, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited to play Pikmin 4. Mm-hmm. Ochi, the little dog boy.
Yeah, if you don't know who Ochi is, look him up real quick. It's O A T C H I, and he is great.
Very adorable little pupper boy.
Yeah.
And
if you say he's not cute, quit lying to yourself.
Yeah, so that pretty much rounds up Pikmin 1. Couple minor inconveniences, but overall, it's pretty
good. Oh yeah, all the enemy designs are really good, too.
Yeah.
The Pikmin are cute, but so are the enemies.
Bulborbs.
Also, every game adds two new Pikmin, which we'll get to as we're going through. But, yeah. The first game has Red Pikmin, which are a little bit stronger when it comes to combat, and can also survive fire. Blue Pikmin, which they can swim. That's it. And Yellow Pikmin, which
you can... My Yellow Pikmin likes to swim. Where my Yellow Pikmin go?
Yeah. Pikmin can't normally swim except the blue ones. Yellow Pikmin, you can throw them higher. Yes, you throw them. Don't question it. And they also, and they're also immune to electricity.
Yes.
Electricity, all the hazards in the first game are super annoying and dangerous because most of them insta-kill your Pikmin. But it gets better along the way.
So, that pretty much rounds up the first game. It's,
Yeah, there's not much to it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a early GameCube game.
Yeah, it makes sense. It was made while ago.
Yeah, not saying GameCube games can't be complex and fun, just like
it was Pikmin is complex and fun.
Yeah,
it's just not like the
the
best game ever.
And I think the first game was like a launch title, so
yeah, it
was early though.
It was pretty early on though in the lifespan. I think 2001 is when it came out.
Yeah. Ugh. So Pikmin 2, everybody. I know for some reason some people dislike this game.
Oh, you're wrong.
You're wrong, okay? You're wrong. This game's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's just, it has a more complex story.
Mm-hmm.
It adds two new Pikmin, which are adorable as always.
I forgot to mention something about the first game. In the first game, you're trying to collect 30 ship parts within 30 days.
Yeah.
The ending depends, what ending you get depends on how many ship parts you got.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find them out on your own if you want, but none of them, but really just assume for most of the games that, or all of the games, I'm pretty sure, that, Olimar makes it off the planet. He is cool.
Yeah. The second game you're also playing is Olimar, but there's a second little guy,
His name is Louie. Yeah. I love him. Godzilla Kid hates him.
Because he's a fiend. He's not human. I mean...
Yeah, none of them are.
Well, okay, I don't mean that. I mean, like, he's not a freaking... He's, like, some kind of weird alien creature in Pikmin lore.
No, he's not. He's literally just a guy. But, like, a tad... tad on the silly side, if I can say that.
I thought I read something in, like, a Nintendo Power one time that was, like, he's a creature. I don't know. Maybe I dreamt that.
No,
I
dream he's just a
lot of things.
He's just whatever the heck the other characters are.
I hate him, and I want him to burn.
I love him, but he is the main antagonist of two of the games. I won't
say which two.
Yeah, because we'll get to those in a second.
Also, Pikmin, 2. It's where it's purple good. Pikmin come from.
Yeah. I sure have you ever like felt like a purple Pikmin? Because I know we have. Yeah, and so has Reggie.
Yeah. Reggie, my man.
Okay, so basically in Pikmin 2, Olimar, the main character from the first game, goes back to his home planet after getting off. Because, you know, why wouldn't he? Just to find out that the company he works for is in debt.
Yeah.
My favorite. The second game is about collecting treasures from the planet from the last game. Don't worry, they still crash land.
To get the company out of debt.
Yeah, so the second game is all about collecting treasure, and it's really good. It's really good. Yeah.
It's really good.
The treasure collecting is just a lot more fun than trying to collect 30 ship parts.
Yeah.
It's just so good. And again, my beloved Louie.
Which you can just go take your Louie off a cliff, by the way.
No. I love him, and there's no stopping. And I won't stop loving him.
What if Louie was to kill someone? I don't know.
Then I probably won't like him. But I doubt Nintendo would make one of the main characters of the second game kill someone.
This just in. Louie has killed Peter Cullen. No!
Uh-huh. I'm sure that really happened.
I'm gonna kill Louie, by the way.
Don't kill Louie, please. I love him.
He hurt my dear Peter Cullen. No.
I'm pretty sure you just made that up, not gonna lie.
Well, yeah, of course I did. Why would Peter Cullen die? He's Optimus Prime. Mm.
Optimus. And why would Louie do it?
Because Louie is a fiend. That's why.
Yeah, but he never downright... You know what? I was going to say he never downright kills anyone, which he doesn't. But he kind of attempts to kill the main characters of the third game. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, he does. Which I don't understand how you still like him.
I don't know. Because I like him. Anyways.
God, I want to torch his face.
At the end of the game... you get all the treasure, but oh no, you left Louie off the planet, or on the planet.
Good.
Because he's stupid.
Let him die.
Because he's stupid. And then there's an optional, thing where you can, like an optional, kind of like New Game Plus, I guess, where you work with the president of the company you work for to get Louie back.
Why?
Good question. The answer is...
After these messages, we will be right back. So I don't like Louie as a character. I don't like the New Game Plus idea. I don't know. Pikmin 2, it's fine. It's not as good as any other of the Pikmin games.
Anyways.
Like, mainline ones, but
I guess, yeah. But, like, it's good.
Yeah.
So basically, you have to go through a really big cave. Like, there are caves in the second game, by the way. They don't appear in the third game, but do in the fourth.
Which you could see from the trailer, so that's not spoilers.
Yeah, that's not spoiling. And yeah, you gotta go through a really hard cave with, like, 15 floors?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and it's really hard. It's just really good.
No, it's not,
it
though.
Really is.
Because the cave is stupid, and everyone knows that.
And once you get to the bottom, there's one final boss fight against...
Louie!
Presumably. Louie is on a big ol' spider guy, and it's never... People assume that he's controlling it because they've pretty
because
much downright
he is.
Confirmed it. They call in his... Whenever you bring a treasure to the ship, it says something about it, and it says something about Louie controlling the spider and bugs in general, so...
Because he controlled it.
It's...
How do you like this idiot?
I just do, man.
He sucks, and I
hate him.
Be quiet,
literally be quiet. Okay.
No.
So now we're on to the third game, I'm thinking. Is there anything we missed in the second game?
Oh, white Pikmin, they exist.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of ugly looking, not gonna lie.
They can... do damage if they get eaten by enemies.
They're
not that good. They're also immune to poison.
Purple Pikmin are heavy.
And yeah, and they are worth 10 Pikmin while carrying stuff.
And they really like Reggie.
They do.
Oh, cool. Steam's updating.
Steam, go away.
Go away, Steam!
We don't want to play something right now. No, go away.
We're trying to do stuff. We're
trying to record, Steam.
Go away. Okay, go away. There.
Steam does not want you guys to receive our podcast.
Yeah, no, Steam. Earlier today, when I was trying to open Audacity, it just, Steam started updating, and I was like, no!
Yeah.
Stop!
And the computer was just overall being stupid.
Yeah, earlier. We had to reset the computer, and then, like, the for some reason, like, it said it reset, like, improperly or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
It was weird.
Yeah.
But we got it to work, obviously, since we're recording this.
Yeah.
So that's good. Anyways, Pikmin 3.
Arguably the best game in the series.
Arguably, until the fourth game, which you haven't played, so it makes sense you think that 3 is the best one. In the third game...
Actually, I think that Pikmin Adventure on the...
What?
Nintendo Land, I think that's the best
that's
game.
By far the best one.
We should at least go over that before we...
We should. It's not canon to Pikmin... To the Pikmin series, because none of the games in Nintendo Land are.
Basically, you play as a Mii who wears a Pikmin costume or an Olimar costume, and you go through, like...
A bunch of different levels.
Yeah, I think it's 40 different, like, obstacle course-esque
yeah,
levels.
And it's very charming.
Yeah.
All the enemies are like, robots and stuff.
It has kind of, like, a cardboard, kind of mm-hmm. Yoshi's Island aesthetic.
Yeah, it's a really nice game. If you have a Wii U, please go back and check it out. It should
come really
with
the
it.
Only game worth playing on the Wii U.
It,
like,
it came with the Wii, right? It came pre-downloaded?
With certain Wii Us, with, like, the deluxe bundle or whatever. Mm.
Hope not and pray all. That you,
that you can get physical copies on eBay for,
oh,
like,
you can.
$20.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Never mind. I was gonna say,
hope, and
hope
pray
you
that
have
you
it.
One.
Otherwise,
because the eShop's closed.
Thanks, Nintendo. But apparently, you can get a physical
copy. By the way,
copy.
I will be selling my Wii U full of virtual console games for $10,000.
That's a joke. You will not be doing that.
No, because I love my Wii U.
We still
it
play it from
actually...
time to time.
I love my Wii U, even though it actually sucks, but whatever. Yeah. It doesn't have Sin and Punishment on it. It has DK64, yeah. Woo, yeah. Donkey would be proud. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, Pikmin 3.
Pikmin.
It takes place, it's about, different people than the first and second games. You play as some people from... Not people, but you know what I mean.
Alf.
From a different planet called Kopai. The
sitcom character Alf.
There is a character named Alf, but he does not eat any cats.
ALF? Hit sitcom character from
the
1980s?
Stop it. What even is Alf?
He's a Melmacian.
What is that?
It's an alien, you Dumbo. And his real name is Gordon Shumway, so yeah, I guess actually he's not Alf from Pikmin 3, because, you know, Alf's actual name is Alf, but...
He's Gordon Freeman from Half-Life.
No.
Yes, he is.
How?
Because I said so.
You even played Half-Life?
Back to Pikmin 3. You play, like he said, as Alf, Brittany, who... I love Alf.
Brittany's better, though.
On the fence with Brittany. That's a lie. She's also very good.
Aunt Dude loves Brittany.
And then there's Charlie.
Charlie, my boy!
Charlie...
Go away!
Charlie exists. He's not that good.
Charlie, my boy.
Although
don't you
he
go
does
fetch
have an
sticks?
Obsession with rubber ducks, and I do respect that.
Charlie, my boy, why don't you go fetch me some sticks and get out of here? Charlie, my boy.
Stop!
Anyways.
So basically, you have to get fruit from the planet. Oh yeah, you crash land again.
Yeah.
You need to get fruit because your planet is running out of food. And they're vegans because they are. Don't question it.
Because only vegans live on that planet.
Yeah. Canonically, yes.
Vegans.
That planet is only that planet is entirely vegans.
Vegans are too good to live on the other planet with Olimar.
Yeah. So yeah, you get those, but you also find out a bit into the game that, guess who's back?
Louis!
Olimar and Louis.
That stupid son of a...
Biscuit.
Snitch.
So he's basically...
back. I hate
you
him.
You find out that Olimar, guess what happened to him?
He
crash-landed!
He crash.
He crash bandicooted. So basically, you need to...
Something strange. And your neighbor.
So basically...
Who are you gonna call?
You need to...
The police.
Stop. You need to... find Olimar while also getting scrumptious fruit. And yeah. So you find who you think is Olimar, but it's actually Louis, and the Copites are stupid. So they rescue, in quotation marks, him by, kidnapping him and bringing him to the ship without saying anything to him, which is very smart. So, obviously, he wakes up and is like, what the heck? This is a bit later on in the game. And then steals all your food, because you, in that game, you need food. Don't question it.
It's almost like you need food to live.
Okay, like, but I'm just saying, in the first two games, you don't need food, and you don't need food in the fourth game. So, I guess it does make sense,
though. Why don't you need food in the
fourth
game?
I'm assuming they just, like, have food on there. On the emergency ship. I don't know. So, yeah. Basically, he steals all of it. And then you find him again and realize, wait a minute. That's not Olimar. So, you tie him to a chair. I love him so much.
Who?
Louis. I love him, and you can't change my mind. If someone in the comments, if you can comment, I don't know if you can on anything this is on, but if you can... comment why I should hate Louis, and I'll report back to you eventually.
Yeah, comment why you hate Louis, everybody,
yeah.
And let's start a legion to kill Louis.
Okay.
Let's start a rebellion to go. Let's go to Nintendo headquarters and let's be like, "Hey, we hate Louis. Get him out of here."
You should not do that.
Yes, you should. I think
so. Basically, you. Go find Olimar, but real this time. Real Olimar? So basically, you...
Did you really just use the real Olimar joke?
Is that a already existing joke?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Then yes, I did.
I'm not gonna acknowledge that.
So basically, you get him by fighting a giant, spooky, gold ghost... Not ghost, but a... scary gold thing. I don't remember what it's called, but I'm gonna call it Jeff Goldblum, because I feel like it.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, though.
Because gold, I don't know. Last time I checked, though, Jeff Goldblum wasn't a giant, sparkly monster. But I mean, I'm sure it's fine.
Life, finds a way.
Sure. So basically, yeah, you do that, you go home, and good job, you win. And then the fourth game, which we're not gonna say too much about it, because...
I haven't played it.
Yeah, and I think that it's a great game, and you guys all need to experience it yourself. So yeah. We might do a follow-up to this event.
Don't you mean Pikmin 5? Because we still haven't gone over one game.
We actually have went over that already.
No, we haven't.
We talked about it.
We didn't go in-depth into the gameplay.
Because we don't need to.
Rich and deep it is, and
it's
how amazing it
is. It's a 2D platformer, but only kind of, where you play as Olimar, and it's hard to explain. If you want to play it, I'm sure it's not super expensive.
Because it's bad?
No.
Yes.
Some people think it's bad. I think that it's a good game. Whatever your opinion on it is A-okay. Yeah. Obviously, if you don't like it, that's cool. If you do, I like you. I like people that don't like Hey Pikmin 2. But, like, I have an extra reason to like people that do like it.
Mind you, he likes Chug Jug with you, so...
I like it ironically.
Nah, you sing that thing all the time.
I really want to.
I'm editing this entire part out, aww, so just stop, please. Okay.
So yeah, and in the fourth game, you play as a new recruit at the Rescue Corps. Yes, it's called that. They're bad at naming stuff. And yeah, so they don't bring you on a mission to rescue, guess who? Fruit Loop and Olimar. So yeah, Olimar crash landed yet again. And they go off to find him without you because you're, like, new to the Rescue Corps. This is the first game where you get to customize your character, and that's really fun. I just went with the default one, though, because I like them.
Why? Why'd you go with the default? That's so basic.
I literally just answered you because I like them. So, yeah. You do that. You gotta... So, funny story. While the Rescue Corps was flying to the planet, guess what happened to their ship? It exploded. People cannot go past this planet without their ship exploding to save their life. So yeah. You gotta save them, Olimar, and a bunch of other random people that are on the planet for varying reasons. And it's really fun. And I'm not gonna spoil much. But there are these... I am gonna not spoil, but tell you about something. Which we knew about it from the trailers. It's not spoiling. There are these things called leaflings. And they... Whenever you see one, you can follow them into a cave. Oh yeah, caves are back, by the way. And you're also collecting treasure. I forgot to mention that. And, do what's called a Dandori fight, and it's really fun, because it's basically like a versus mode, but against a CPU, and it's just really fun. I like them. They do get a bit annoying by the end, because all of them are either incredibly difficult to the point where it's not fun, or super easy. There are a couple that are in between, but most of them are kind of annoying, but that's alright, because it's not the main thing of the game. But yeah. I really like it.
Maybe I'll go back and record, like, post segments after I play Pikmin 4, and I'll be like, yeah, I agree. Pikmin 4, very good. But I haven't played it, so mm-hmm. You're not getting that yet. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Pikmin franchise, everybody.
Wait, there's one more thing we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah, this
that
stupid...
That being...
God.
Pikmin Bloom. It's Pokemon Go, basically, but with Pikmin. I like it. People sometimes don't, but I think that it's cute.
It's a Pikmin mobile game, and they announced it in, like, 2020 when everyone wanted Pikmin 4.
It's kind of like Pokemon Go.
But it's dead?
No, it was never popular, but it's good. I would like to see more people play it. Basically, you walk around to get Pikmin and stuff. It's fun. I just recommend you check it out, because it's free. Like, yeah, there is stuff you need to buy, but that's just, like,
so
cosmetics and stuff.
So it's a freemium Pikmin game. Wow, what
no,
a surprise.
It's everything that you can buy is, like, almost 100% of it is cosmetics. I recommend you check it out, even if it's just for, like, a couple days, because it's fun.
Download it, forget that it's there, then delete it, like, 2 days later.
You've never even played it. Why are you talking?
Because I've seen you play it, and it looks like utter garbage.
It's not meant to be something you pay attention to. It's just meant to be something that you do while you're walking, collect some funny little Pikmin.
See, but that argument doesn't work, because even though you compared it to Pokemon Go. But here's the thing with Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go is actually, like, it has depth to it.
I just
not
mean, it's
much
like
depth.
Pokemon Go. When I say that, I mean... It uses GPS to track where you are to give you, like, to know when you're moving and stuff, track just your steps and stuff.
Which is...
That's all I meant by it's like Pokemon Go.
But since no one ever played it, Nintendo really hasn't updated it.
Yes, they do.
Not drastically, though.
Yeah, probably because they can't update it drastically.
Because no one plays it.
How would they update a Pikmin game drastically? What would they add?
I don't know. Don't make it feel so empty and boring. Maybe give some life to it. Back it a little bit. Just like...
They do.
God.
They literally... There's an event going on that they added very recently for the launch of not super recently, but fairly recently for the launch of Pikmin 4.
Pikmin 4. Yeah, so, anyways, we've been talking about for 35 minutes about Pikmin, so I'm gonna probably stop recording, edit this, and then, yeah.
You should say the outro thing I told you to, because it was funny.
I don't remember the outro.
It goes by, because Godzilla... goes by, everyone. No, I made that up.
No, I'm not... not... No.
It's fine.
No.
Bye.
Be good people. Whatever else, James.
I'm bad at writing stuff, at making stuff. Bye.
Go watch the new Kill Count. Also, go watch,
alternatively, don't.
Go watch the new Monster Island Buddies video. It's
alternatively,
really good.
Don't, if you don't want to.
Or, hey, shut up!
Alternatively, no. Yes, I'm still playing Minecraft, if you were wondering.
Yeah, he's still... God, okay. Yeah. This is rushed, and it's probably
it
not...
It really wasn't. We could have worked
It's probably not going to sound very good, but I'm going to listen to my Spotify playlist while I edit this. So, goodbye!